Test for English Majors, 2013, Grade 4. Part 1, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third reading, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. On answer sheet 1. Now, listen to the passage.
What are dreams for? One theory is that we dream to release the deep, secret desires. We do not express these desires in real life because of the rules of polite society. Another theory is that dreams allow us to solve problems that we can't solve in real life. We go to sleep with a problem and wake up with the solution. This may be a way to use our dreams rather than a purpose of dreaming. If you believe that your dreams are important, then analyzing them may help you to focus on the problem and help you to find the solution. The modern image is that dreams are the brain's way of cleaning up the computer's hard disk. Dreams organize the events of the day into folders and delete what is not needed. But we all know that very little of what we dream is concerned with what happened to us that day.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
One theory is that we dream to release the deep, secret desires. One theory is that we dream to release the deep, secret desires. We do not express these desires in real life because of the rules of polite society. We do not express these desires in real life because of the rules of polite society. Another theory is that dreams allow us to solve problems. Another theory is that dreams allow us to solve problems. That we can't solve in real life. That we can't solve in real life. We go to sleep with a problem and wake up with the solution. we go to sleep with a problem and wake up with the solution. This may be a way to use our dreams rather than a purpose of dreaming. This may be a way to use our dreams rather than a purpose of dreaming. If you believe that your dreams are important, if you believe that your dreams are important, then analyzing them may help you to focus on the problem. Then analyzing them may help you to focus on the problem. And help you to find the solution. And help you to find the solution. The modern image is that dreams are the brain's way. The modern image is that dreams are the brain's way of cleaning up the computer's hard disk. Of cleaning up the computer's hard disk. Dreams organize the events of the day into folders. Dreams organize the events of the day into folders. And delete what is not needed. and delete what is not needed. But we all know that very little of what we dream But we all know that very little of what we dream is concerned with what happened to us that day. Is concerned with what happened to us that day.
The last reading.
One theory is that we dream to release the deep, secret desires. We do not express these desires in real life because of the rules of polite society. Another theory is that dreams allow us to solve problems that we can't solve in real life. We go to sleep with a problem and wake up with the solution. This may be a way to use our dreams rather than a purpose of dreaming. If you believe that your dreams are important, then analyzing them may help you to focus on the problem and help you to find the solution. The modern image is that dreams are the brain's way of cleaning up the computer's hard disk. Dreams organize the events of the day into folders and delete what is not needed. But we all know that very little of what we dream is concerned with what happened to us that day.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check through your work. Part 2. Listening comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. Section A, conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Hello, Helen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Rob. You always get so excited on Christmas Day.
Come in, come in.
Thank you. Wow!
So, what do you think?
That's amazing! So many decorations! And what a beautiful Christmas tree! You must have spent ages doing this. It's beautiful.
I like to do Christmas with all the trimmings.
All the trimmings? I don't understand.
All the trimmings. It means all the extra things that traditionally come with something to make it more special.
I see. Like all these decorations.
Yes. In my family, we have always had Christmas with all the trimmings. So we have a Christmas tree, decorations, gifts, Christmas songs, silly Christmas games, and most importantly, Christmas lunch. Come this way.
A turkey for lunch?
Now that is a roast turkey with all the trimmings. Not only is it a turkey, but we're eating it with all the things you traditionally eat with Christmas roast turkey. Cranberry sauce, roast potatoes, gravy, stuffing, carrots.
I think I understand what all the trimmings means now.
It's an expression usually used with food, especially at Christmas, and for the big roast dinners that we like to eat. I adore Sunday lunch with all the trimmings, roast meat, along with lots of vegetables and sauces and other traditional accompaniments. Anyway, enough talk. Let's eat.
Delicious. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, cheers to that, and Merry Christmas with all the trimmings.
Merry Christmas.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Hello, International Students Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I saw your advertisement in the Students Union today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social and cultural activity club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 80 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
Right. That sounds interesting. I'm Australian, actually, and I came here about a month ago, so I'm looking for ways to meet some new people. What kind of activities do you organize?
Well, we have a range. Cultural, sports, social and language activities.
Could you tell me something about the language activities?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening where people can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or a bite to eat. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish, Tuesday, Italian, Wednesday, German, and Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually arrange a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French and German.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more details.
Thank you. That's great. My name is...
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
So, you've been in graduate recruitment for 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask you a few questions about your work in graduate recruitment?
Sure.
What do you find difficult about the job?
One problem is I don't have a background in IT, and sometimes I get asked difficult technical questions during interviews, which I just can't answer. That can be a bit embarrassing.
So how do you deal with it?
I find honesty is the best policy. I just tell them it's not my area, and promise to contact one of our people from that field and email them back.
And they're happy with that?
Yes, it usually works.
Okay. I see you have a lot of job fairs experience. How useful do you think they are?
Yes, attending job fairs at universities is an important part of my job. I think they're really useful for making contact with careers development staff and prospective candidates. It can be pretty tiring, though, and it means you're out of the office a lot in the autumn and the spring. So we try to share the work between the three of us.
That's fine. Now, I'd like to know whether you've ever worked independently.
Section B, Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you'll be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
Now the weather forecast. It's a mixed picture over the next few days. Today, very wet and windy in northern Europe. You can see from the satellite picture that the highest temperatures, as they so often are in the southern parts of Europe, where it's also quite dry, particularly over the eastern parts of the Mediterranean. The forecast suggests that it's going to be quite cold over northwestern parts of Europe for the rest of the day, even some snow on the Scandinavian mountains. So that's today's weather, with showery conditions in many parts of northern Europe, but the best of the sunshine in the south and throughout the Mediterranean. And pretty good, but cool, in the eastern parts of Europe, too. Now let's look at tomorrow's weather chart. Very much the same in the south, except that the rain is starting to push down into the northern parts of the Mediterranean there. Elsewhere, staying fine in eastern Europe, and fine in central and eastern parts of the Mediterranean as well. But still wet and windy in many northwestern parts of Europe, including southern parts of Scandinavia, and a bit cool too.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you'll be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Once upon a time, societies were organized around religion, farming, trade, or industry. In many parts of the world today, this is still true, but something else is becoming more important: the exchange of information and the technology that we use to do this. 24-hour news, e-commerce, mobile phones, global positioning systems, all these are making the world smaller and faster. The growth in telecommunications is giving more and more people access to the science that will help their country to develop or to acquire the medical knowledge that can fight disease. But how can everybody in the world share the recent technological advances? Millions of people cannot read these words because they don't have access to a computer. They don't understand English either. They don't even have a telephone. They are more worried about how far they will have to walk today to get clean water, or if they can feed themselves and their families. For most people on this planet, information is not a priority. The United Nations is now trying to make the information society a reality for more of the developing world. 10 years from now, the plan is that everybody in the world will have a radio or television, and that 50% of the world's population will have access to the internet from schools and universities, health centers and hospitals, libraries and museums. This will improve medical care and education, science and agriculture, business opportunities and employment.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you'll be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage. People worldwide celebrate New Year in different ways. In Latin America, people express their hopes through the color of their underwear. If you wore yellow, that supposedly enhances your chances for abundance and earning more money. If it was red, then you'll more likely find love in the new year. And if you were wearing white underpants, preferably new and clean, then peace will be your top priority for the coming year. In the Philippines, people eat round fruits to bring good fortune, while they are noisily banging together pots and pans. However, some New Year's traditions have nothing to do with luck. In Denmark, people throw their old dishes at the doors of their friends' homes each New Year's Eve. Thus, a front doorstep covered with broken plates suggests that the person inside has a lot of friends. Still, for all those who take part in grand New Year's events, there are many more who make their own traditions. It may be a small gathering of family and friends, watching New York's Times Square ball drop on TV, or loudly running through the neighborhood. Some may simply go to sleep early, so they can be energized for an early New Year's Day hike, perhaps while wearing underwear that suits their mood and wishes for the new year. Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear several news items. Listen to them carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Digital textbooks are transforming the way many students learn. All the Fairfax County Public Schools have begun using online course material for their middle and high school students. This school year, the schools shifted from hardcover to electronic textbooks for social studies in its middle and high schools. The switch came after digital books were used in 15 schools last year. Our students come to us technologically ready to use resources from a variety of different places, says Assistant Superintendent Peter Noonan. The world is changing constantly. The online textbooks can change right along with the events that are happening. There's a significant financial benefit as well. Usually, it is between $50 and $70 to buy a textbook for each student, Noonan says, which adds up to roughly $8 million for all of our students. We actually have purchased all of the online textbooks for our students for just under $6 million.
Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
A man was arrested on suspicion of attempting to carry explosives through a security checkpoint at an airport, authorities said. Trey Scott Atwater was taken into custody Saturday morning after Transportation Security Administration agents spotted what they described as a suspicious item. The item was in his carry-on during X-ray screening at a security checkpoint at the airport, an FBI spokesman said in a statement. Neither the FBI nor the TSA identified the explosives, though an airport spokeswoman said the items were wrapped in military-grade wrapping and are in the possession of the police. At no time was there any danger to the people at the airport. The airport terminal was temporarily evacuated while authorities conducted a sweep and deemed all clear, said a city spokeswoman. Atwater has been arrested on a federal count of attempting to get on an aircraft with an explosive.
Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. In Dakar, psychiatric patients attend regular art therapy classes to help treat mental disorders. The therapy can be a useful technique to complement traditional forms of psychotherapy. Psychiatrists in the Senegalese capital's main hospital see it as an essential part of the healing process. Art as psychotherapy is still relatively new in Senegal. Dr. Tabara Sila, the hospital's chief psychiatrist, uses art therapy, medication, and classical forms of psychotherapy in her practice, treating everything from chronic depression to alcohol abuse and schizophrenia. At first, the project started as a way to keep patients busy in the afternoon, rather than have them sitting around smoking. It soon became clear that art was creating a communication bridge between patient and doctor. More and more now, she says, art workshops have become essential therapy, so much that she cannot imagine this psychiatric unit without them. Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, the government agency that regulates civil aviation in the United States, announced new rules this month to combat pilot fatigue. The new guidelines, which will go into effect in 2 years, call for reducing the number of pilots' on-duty hours and giving them a 10-hour rest period between shifts so they can get at least 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. The new rules apply to only pilots of passenger airlines. FAA determined that including pilots who fly cargo planes, a large segment of the aviation industry, would add too much to the cost of implementing the changes. But the Independent Pilots Association has filed a lawsuit asking the government to set one level of safety for all pilots.
Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
The world will need to double food production within the next 3 decades in order to feed a rapidly growing and increasingly affluent population, which is projected to grow from 7 billion today to 9 billion. A United Nations report says reaching that goal will require major increases in intensive, high-efficiency livestock operations for both meat and dairy production. The report also says that intensive livestock operations can pose serious ecological risks. And that's why environmental critics are calling instead for reductions in global livestock production and urging people to consume less, not more, meat in their diets. Feeding today's population is a challenge for an already stressed environment. The challenge is how to ensure food without increasing animal numbers and having an impact on fragile lands and our resource bases. More than half of the agricultural land in the world is used to raise and feed livestock. Those farm animals are also responsible for 18% of the greenhouse gases released into the atmosphere every year. Experts agree that the next few decades will present a puzzle: how to feed 9 billion people without wrecking the planet in the process.
This is the end of listening comprehension.